Hi, and welcome to the Impact Exchange, where we discuss all things retail and social impact with the change makers behind the impact. Today, we have an interesting episode that I'm very excited for. We're actually joined by an expert in corporate partnerships on the nonprofit side, Candy Maciel, Director of Corporate Partnerships at Best Friends Animal Society. Candy has worked in the animal welfare space for over a decade, directing corporate partnerships, and we are super excited to have her on today to share some insights into the nonprofit side of cause marketing partnerships. Candy, thank you so much for joining us.
Molly, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here today.
Yeah, so tell us a little about yourself and how you started at Best Friends and kind of how your career trajectory led you to where you are today.
Absolutely. Well, I would be amiss if I didn't go all the way back to an evening in PetSmart many, many, many years ago where I saw a cute little cat in the window of a rescue adoption center and decided I wanted to adopt her and take her home. And that's kind of how it all started. So I was working in marketing at the time for a consulting firm, and I adopted this cat and realized there was a massive amount of animals in shelters all across the country that needed help, and I needed to do something about it. So I went from becoming an adopter to volunteering at a cat rescue to starting my own nonprofit organization rescuing dogs in Southern California, to then coming to work for Best Friends almost 13 years ago. Wow. And during my time at Best Friends, I've done just about everything. I started in programs. I ran events, outreach, foster programs, created our kitten nursery in Los Angeles, all the things. And then I moved over to development about 5 years into my time at Best Friends and started working with companies on employee engagement and volunteerism and also corporate partnerships. And I'm really, really proud now to lead a very robust team of fundraisers that manage all kinds of brand relationships with companies in our efforts to help save them all.
Wonderful. It's really amazing to hear the trajectory of your career, how you started with deep roots and the impact that Best Friends Animal Society makes. Can you give me like a mission, vision, just to share with our audience what Best Friends Animal Society is all about?
Absolutely. Best Friends Animal Society is a national nonprofit animal welfare organization. We have the nation's largest companion animal and just animal sanctuary in general in Southern Utah, which is where we started almost 40 years ago. Today, we are operating all kinds of life-saving community programs. We provide support and training for animal shelters and rescue groups all over the country, and we work with members of communities on behalf of pets in need. Currently, in the last year, in 2022, around 378,000 dogs and cats were killed in our nation's shelters just because they didn't have a place to call home. And so we are working to make that number zero by 2025 and are doing everything we can to help save the lives of those pets.
And I know that corporate partnerships are a huge part of helping to work towards that mission. So how does Best Friends incorporate corporate partnerships, and how do they contribute to your mission and align with your nonprofit's goals that you just talked about?
Absolutely. We love partners. Obviously, you know, as a nonprofit organization, we need to raise money to be able to do the work and the programs that need to be done to save animals. But we also find a lot of value with partners that can support Best Friends through brand awareness. You know, I am a firm believer that one of the things that we have to overcome in animal welfare is just the educational side, that a lot of people really don't know that a lot of pets are dying in shelters across the country. So, you know, we can do everything we can as an organization to share about our mission and our work. But when we find incredible partners that are willing to help us do that, help donate money to our mission, but also spread the word, that really helps us achieve our goal and hopefully achieve our goal sooner so that we can save all of those pets. So partners are absolutely critical to our mission, and we appreciate any and all types of support that we can get.
When it comes to actually selecting the partners you work with, because I know Best Friends is a very well-known nonprofit in the animal welfare space, and I'm sure you're inundated with requests of brands to work with, how do you actually consider the criteria that you look for when partnering with companies?
That's a really good question, honestly. I think that's probably one of the most popular questions that I get asked with these types of things. Yes, we are a well-known animal welfare organization, one of the top in the country, and we've also won Animal Welfare Brand of the Year for many years. We're very careful with our brand. So we really look for partnerships with brands that have organic alignment with ours. We have very positive messaging and branding, so we like to work with brands that have the same. And ultimately, we want to work with brands that really make sense. So obviously, we're thoughtful about anything that might be contradictory. We're an animal welfare organization, so we need to work with brands and products that align with our values. And then ultimately, we really want to have partners, ideally, that have a multifaceted partnership. So it's not just donating cash to Best Friends. It's not just donating in-kind items. There are various components to the partnership. We want a partner that really digs deep to support our mission and really help us do the work that we're doing to save the lives of pets across the country.
Can you give me a couple examples of some successful partnerships you've run and ones where, you know, brands that you have found this succinct alignment with?
Yeah, absolutely. First, I think it'd be really easy for me to talk about a pet endemic brand because I've obviously, as an animal welfare organization, that's an easy go-to. Or there's a lot of brands and products in the pet space that make sense. So we currently have a wonderful relationship and partnership with Whisker, who owns Litter Robot. Those are those fancy machines that, you know, replace your litter box. And I own one. I'm a firm believer of them, love them. They are incredible partners. They are very engaged with us. They made a sizable contribution in cash to Best Friends, as well as a sizable contribution in kind, donating litter robots to our sanctuary where we house hundreds of cats in Southern Utah. And they have just been wonderful to work with. As part of their launch, they came out to our sanctuary, they visited, they created content, they took video with our cats, they met our CEO, they presented us with a big check. It was a really wonderful start to the relationship. And then something really cool they're also doing is, you know, obviously they sell product, they sell bundles of their product, and they created a bundle specific to their partnership with us that is on their website that gives back to Best Friends. And it has been wildly successful. In fact, I think that it has absolutely outperformed even their initial expectations by 25 to 50%. So we are seeing a lot of success in that relationship. There's many more. I could talk about many. Another one that I love is Sonesta Hotels. They're a partner that's been with us for, I believe, about 6 or 7 months now. And their national hotel chain, they're pet friendly, which is wonderful. So that's a natural in for supporting animal welfare. But what I really love is what they say, they really follow up with, right? So their actions align with their words. So they say they're pet friendly. They really are pet friendly, and they treat people's pets like family when they stay with them. So they've been fully engaged with us. They've given us cash. They provided in-kind, allowing employees to use hotel rooms and conference rooms when we've been traveling for work trips, which is wonderful. But they've also really put together some fun and also engaging high impact activities for their hotel guests, especially those that have pets with them. So they do yappy hours. They created special cocktail drinks that give back to Best Friends and really engage on that. They've been putting really fun pet amenities in their rooms, things that just help people be more comfortable with their pets, all while raising awareness of who Best Friends Animal Society is and giving back to our organization. And they've been wonderful for doing all of those things.
I love hearing success stories and examples of brands and nonprofits that are really doing it right. But also, let's be honest, sometimes there are massive challenges when it comes to aligning with brands and executing partnerships successfully. What major challenges has Best Friends faced in both finding and executing, facilitating partnerships like these?
Sure. I think we face two challenges regularly, honestly. And the first is that animal welfare is not typically or always an area that companies prioritize for philanthropic support. You know, a lot of companies nowadays have very specific pillars that they want to support, and those tend to relate to maybe what they as a company stand for. So if you have a financial institution, they might be really focused on providing support for financial literacy programs. Animal welfare doesn't typically fall into those most popular pillar categories. And that's always a challenge for us, is to really help companies understand why it's important to help animals and to support Best Friends. And then the second thing I would say is that companies nowadays also tend to want to change or shake up who they support. So just because they have been a partner of ours this year and done something really awesome with us and gone big, next year they may decide to go in a completely different direction because they feel led to support a different type of cause. So while that's wonderful and we absolutely support that, it does, you know, it makes it harder for us because we rely on that support and then we are scrambling to try to find new partnerships to fill those gaps. So for us, it's pretty regular that we have to make the case for animal welfare, make the case for why Best Friends when you have other awesome animal welfare charities out there, and then also why right now is such a critical time to support us. I truly believe that we have one of very few causes that is solvable. And so that is always my biggest push, is to help people understand how pets are considered parts of the community. People love pets. Pets are everywhere. And also there are pets actively dying in our shelters around us every single day. And so there's this sense of urgency for us to save them. And hopefully we do that and can keep it consistent and sustainable, and we won't have to be scrambling to save the lives of pets in shelters many years from now.
Well, as someone who rescued my own dog and adopted my own dog from a shelter, I can definitely resonate with that mission. And I know a lot of brands resonate with that too. That said, I know impact, what nonprofits find is that impact is often not enough to secure and sustain partnerships. As you just said, brands are changing the nonprofits they're supporting. Measurement and impact has a huge role in sustaining partnerships. So how is Best Friends measuring the effectiveness and success of your campaigns? And what business metrics are you talking to your partners about as well?
Sure. I'll say that I think it's really important upfront in a partnership that we work with our partner to understand how they're going to measure success and to be really realistic about that. So, you know, our ROI and their ROI might be completely different. And we have to come to the table together and say, okay, how are we together going to measure the success of this campaign and this partnership? And then what will we implement in the partnership to ensure that we're tracking along the way? And that's really important. I think sometimes partners don't necessarily know how they're going to measure the success of the partnership. And so without having that, those guidelines up front, it's really easy for a partnership to fail if expectations are not met. So for us, you know, and for many of our partners, it could be likes or shares on social media, new followers that are gained. It could be products that are being purchased. It could be email signups. We want to look at, as Best Friends, at the partnership holistically. We categorize and score our partners really on a few different levels. So obviously revenue, cash, and in-kind donations to Best Friend. Brand awareness is huge for us. Again, reaching new audiences and getting them to engage with us in our mission. And then overall engagement, both with consumers, but also brands employees, because as we know, employees are a very important part of the picture. And a company who has employees that care about the cause and who are actively engaged in the partnership is going to be much more successful. So it's really important for us to get support for our mission and all of those different levels. And for Best Friends, you know, we're constantly measuring the success of the overall work that we do with data. So we have one of the most sophisticated databases of animal shelter statistics, the first of its kind in the country. And we're able to track year over year how many more animals are saved in shelters and what regions and states and cities in particular are struggling and where help is needed. So we're able to provide those stats back to all of our different supporters, including our corporate partners, so that they can see that we are making an impact in saving pets.
And I'm sure that data plays a huge role in the actual communication of these partnerships and amplifying them to both your audience and the brand's audience. But I know a lot of nonprofits struggle with authenticity, or rather the brands struggle with authenticity, how to communicate around these impact partnerships while maintaining a genuine and, you know, authentic commitment and not greenwashing, quote unquote, or that's, you know, commonly heard in the corporate social responsibility space. So how do you work with partners around this effective storytelling to ensure authenticity of it?
Yeah, that's another really good question. And I think something that we see so often is there just are so many companies and brands that support nonprofits today kind of can get lost in the mix a little bit, right? So how do we make sure that things are very authentic and genuine and we're gathering the support, and how do we share that out? So again, we're particular on brand partnerships. We want to make sure that we have good alignment. We're the right charity for the brand. The brand's the right partner for us. We do have ethics guidance and a review committee because we're an animal welfare program. So that's something that's important to us. And then we really want to look at the partnership as a whole and make sure that we're all getting the right thing out of the partnership. It's fair for both sides. We're a charity organization. So it's important for us to know that we're being fully supported by the company and to be able to talk about that and share that out with our consumers. So it's important, obviously, for partners to be acknowledged to our followers, our donors. We make sure that we do that, but every partnership's a little bit different. So storytelling is important for us to really share the details of how that particular relationship supports our mission. A great example of this, I think, is our partnership with Ally Racing and NASCAR's number 48, Alex Bowman, kind of a unique partnership.
Very cool partnership.
Very cool partnership. Yes, we're 3 years in now. Alex Bowman is a huge animal lover and he has one dog. His other dog, unfortunately, just passed away recently, but he's a big animal lover and he wanted to really bring awareness to the mission of Best Friends. And so, you know, obviously we have our Best Friends logo that's included. It's actually on his car every Sunday for his race. And Ally has promoted us on social channels. But it's really a partnership that we've had to lean into storytelling to help consumers and followers understand, because there are so many brands that actually pay for sponsorships on these vehicles that often we get criticized from our donors saying, how dare Best Friends pay to put your logo on the NASCAR driver Bowman's car? I'm like, well, hold on, wait a minute. Actually, that's a donation to us. And every time our logo is raced around that track, that is in-kind brand awareness that has been given back to Best Friends. And we have to really talk about that. We have to talk about Alex's love for pets, how this relationship came to be, what the value of that brand awareness on the vehicle is, and how this is really helping. You know, Alex and all of his races does his best to get to the local shelter that we partner with in that race region. They make donations directly to that shelter and to Best Friends. And so it really is a beautiful partnership, but it's one that you wouldn't know all of those fine details without us constantly sharing about it and really talking about the depth and breadth of that partnership.
I love that piece right there, the depth and breadth of the partnerships you have. There's such a variety of ways brands can get involved in Best Friends' mission and support the organization, not just through cause marketing, but a multitude of ways with awareness building, you know, and often nonprofits get maybe a little lost in the opportunities, because we definitely hear that on the brand side. What would be some advice you have for nonprofits looking to expand their corporate partnerships programs, specifically around cause marketing?
Absolutely. I think my biggest piece of advice, truthfully, is to know your worth and remember that you're the charity. This is a mantra that we speak on our team constantly, is we are the charity. We have a responsibility to do the work that we are promising that we will do as the nonprofit organization. And there's a lot of great companies out there that want to support charities and do it well. There's a lot that have good intentions and may go about it the wrong way. And then there are some bad apples out there that have kind of ruined cause marketing or commercial co-ventures, at least for nonprofits and for-profits. So I think it's really important that you review the opportunity, you partner with a brand that makes sense for your charity, a brand that has a good reputation, and a brand that's going to do the right thing with the partnership. So they're going to pay you what they say they're going to pay you. They're going to follow the legal guidelines and registrations, because otherwise you could do a whole bunch of work as a charitable organization and you could promote this partnership and you could never actually see a penny of a donation. And that would be such a shame. And that's something we definitely don't want to see happen to any nonprofit. So it's important to really know the laws, know your value, have honest conversations with the brands up front. How are they going to measure the impact? If it seems too good to be true, if it seems like it's a partnership that is not going to be successful because they're expecting you to be a marketing arm, then it's okay to say no and walk away. Or it's okay to come back to them with additional ideas and say, how about this instead? Or maybe it's not no forever, but it's just no for right now. So those are the things that I think folks need to consider. It seems like a wonderful opportunity with a lot of different available brands to partner with, but to just be really thoughtful and careful when you step into this space, because you want it to be, again, organic, authentic, genuine, both for you and the partner.
And I think that's a great opportunity to share some core insights and lessons with brands. You know, we don't often get to chat with nonprofits on the corporate partnership side in this capacity, and we do have a lot of brand listeners. So when brands are launching into these types of partnerships, what are some key insights you can share with them and maybe how they should approach these partnerships from the very beginning?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to, again, have those conversations up front. What is the goal for the partnership? How will success be measured? Those are things that have to be talked about and agreed upon upfront so that everyone has an idea of how you're going to track towards that success. We don't want anyone to be disappointed. You know, we want everyone to get what they want to get out of this. But I think it's also important to be flexible, because sometimes you think you may know exactly what you expect from this partnership, but you may be wildly surprised about something that you see come out of it that you didn't expect, right? Maybe it is going to increase your product sales, or maybe it's not, but maybe your consumers who have been your consumers are going to be that more invested in your brand. Maybe you're going to bring in a whole lot of new consumers because, you know, our audience, for example, at Best Friends loves to support partners that support us. So you may get a whole bunch of new customers. So I think being flexible, really leaning into those conversations upfront, learning about the nonprofit, what are the needs? What are the things that you can do and go above and beyond? Sure. You have a brand partnership, you're doing a retail roundup program, you're doing a commercial co-venture, whatever that may look like, but can your employees volunteer? Can you do a drive and collect items that maybe that nonprofit needs? For us, it's peanut butter, paper towels, blankets, toys for dogs and cats. Those are things that might be really easy lifts for the brand to do that just really take that partnership to another level and provide support for the brand. And then I think, just like I said, you know, as my recommendation to the nonprofit, remember that you're the charity. It's important for the brand to remember that too. And that sometimes there's this expectation that you're going to get all of these things back from the partnership and it's going to happen immediately and you're going to see your likes on social media go up. But the reality is that if you do the partnership with a nonprofit and you do it well, you are invested, you care about the mission, that is organically going to create more support from you from both your current consumer base and your future consumer base, because they're going to see that you have this engagement with a cause that you care so deeply about. And that's really going to make a positive impact. And it may take time to build into that impact, but it's going to happen. And the reality is, consumers want to support brands that support charity. There's a lot of options. There's hundreds of options today on where you can buy things or buy competitive products. So this can definitely make you stand out as a brand, but it can also hurt you if you don't do it well and do it right. So find a cause that really you feel passionate about, something your employees feel passionate about. And it doesn't have to be something that naturally aligns with the category that you're in. It just has to be something that is meaningful and that you're willing to put a little bit of work into to help make a difference.
I love that last point. We often talk about generating more customer lifetime value. Again, we work with brands, we chat business metrics with them. They often will have a nonprofit in mind they already want to support, and we encourage them to give in an evergreen capacity, showing them that they can really increase customer lifetime value by incorporating a message of social impact or a social impact component, and that it's a cumulative effect. So I love that message that, yes, there is absolutely a strong marketing component to social impact, but wait and see the cumulative effect that it can have on generating more goodwill and loyalty among your customers.
Absolutely. Patience is key.
What are you excited about for the future, either within Best Friends or in the corporate social responsibility space, or, you know, cross-sector partnership space?
Yeah, I'm excited about everything. Our data, our ability to track our real-time results and what we're doing, progress to mission, is incredible. We've won an award from Fast Company a couple years ago for one of the most innovative companies in data science, which is unusual for a nonprofit, but this is the first of its kind in our sector and animal welfare. So that excites me that we're able to track on that. I think that relates a lot to partnerships because we're able to show, again, that impact that we're making. We just opened a brand new pet resource center in Bentonville, Arkansas, in conjunction with the Walton family and Walmart. So we're really excited about working more with Walmart in the future and hoping to bring animal welfare support a little bit more mainstream. We're re-engaging some past partners that we love. Bounty Paper Towels has been really good to us, and we're excited about hopefully forming another partnership with them coming up. Alex Bowman, the NASCAR driver, again, that is such a fun and unique partnership for us, and we're just really, really excited to see that grow. And then we have a licensing project that we've been working on for a few years. We have some licensed goods, and we have a new partnership launching with Magenta, and that's the brand that runs like the Ray Dunn products. And so we're going to have Best Friends branded merchandise available through TJ Maxx and Home Goods this fall, which is huge for us because that's going to elevate our brand awareness and hopefully bring more people into the fold to help save animals.
I love hearing all of that, all of the exciting partnerships you have coming down the pipe. And we love having Best Friends as a partner and being able to support you through the work we do. So with that, Candy, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode. I know the insights you've shared with both nonprofits and brands are wildly valuable as they launch into these partnerships. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Molly.
And again, thank you for joining us on this episode of the Impact Exchange. You can access our podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Molly Trerotola, VP of Social Impact. Thanks for joining us today.